No one who walks in them will know peace. By Charles Simeon. Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14. Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. The way of peace they do not know. There is no justice in their paths. They have made crooked paths. No one who walks in them will know peace. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 8. Truly, there is no peace for the wicked in the eternal world. At the instant of the departure of the soul from the body, all delusions vanish, and everything which God has spoken is fulfilled. Then how glad would the lost sinner be if rocks or hills could fall upon him and hide him from the face of his offended God? But that cannot be. Into the presence of his righteous judge he must go, and from him he must receive his eternal doom, even in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, prepared for the devil and his angels. Let the rich man inform you what peace can be possessed there. In vain he begged for a single drop of water to cool his tongue. Alas, they rest not day nor night, but drink incessantly of the cup of God's wrath and indignation. To all eternity will they be occupied in weeping and wailing and gnashing their teeth. Such will be the outcome of all who are walking in the broad road which leads to destruction. Nor will any ever escape it, but those who enter in at the narrow gate and walk in the narrow way that leads unto life. Isaiah chapter 57 verse 21. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 to 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon.